Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Traina. Got a show for the WWE fans out there. Edge, who will be in the main event at WrestleMania against Roman Reigns. Daniel Bryan is the guest today. Good interview with the WWE veteran. If you missed any past SI Media podcasts, check them out. Last week, great, great episode with Scott Van Pelt from ESPN. 2 weeks ago, Austin Karp from Sports Business Journal on some sports media news. Ryan Rucco, Mike Florio, guests as well in recent weeks. So check those out in the archives. And give us a subscribe if you can. All right, let's get to WWE Superstar Edge right here on the SI Media Podcast. All right, joining me now, headlining WrestleMania this year, April 10th and 11th, two nights on Peacock now, is Edge, a.k.a. Adam Copeland. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
That was a very relaxed intro. That was like, I feel like I'm in a jazz club.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I can't do like the fake radio, like, and now coming up on the WWE. I can't. It's just not in me. Just not in me to do that. So I try to keep it calm. So you're going to be in the WrestleMania main event with Roman Reigns and now Daniel Bryan. I'm sure you have gotten this question on every interview you do, but I'll start by just setting the table with it. Did you ever expect, I mean, I guess there's two milestones for you. The night you had to basically leave WWE because of your neck injury and you were out for a while with that. And then obviously you come back in 2020. Did you think at either of those points you'd ever be in a WrestleMania main event?
Definitely not when I retired, you know, because I was told that was it and there was no coming back. So I had to wrap my mind around that pretty quickly and just understand that this thing that I love and this thing that I've done my entire adult life is gone. And if I didn't come to terms with that, it was not going to be a very healthy thing emotionally. So if you had asked me then that I'd be, or told me then that, you know, 10 years to the day later, I would be main eventing WrestleMania, I'd say, well, that's insane. And that's a movie that's the story of a movie that's not realistic.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can't, like, 10 years to the day. Come on. It's just, there's no way. How can you? So no, I would not have thought that. Now, come WrestleMania last year, I think that's where I finally understood where I was at. So that's, you know, if you'd asked me last year, I was like, yeah, I could do a main event at WrestleMania. You know, if the, if everything fell into the right place and I was needed in that position and the scenario called for it, I'm there. Cool.
If you, I hate to go so far back, but if you don't mind just taking me through briefly, you, like you said, it's been 10 years, 2011, you had to retire because of the neck injury. And then you returned 2020 Royal Rumble in one of the most famous returns we've seen. But when did you, at what point did you realize you can come back? I mean, you can tell me when you thought you'd be able to come back, when you decided it would be at the Rumble. I'm curious of the timeline on the comeback.
Over the years, I think, and after having my second neck surgery and feeling the pressure relief from the cord and the headaches went away and, you know, okay, well, great. Now everyday life is going to be much more bearable. Got it. That's cool. Then as I start to do, you know, fight scenes and movies and TV shows, and I get to Vikings and it's very, very physical show and I don't have stunt double, you know, it's me. So as I'm doing this stuff, I'm like, huh, I feel great. That's interesting. I never had a checkup in the neck in all those years. So I finally just, I went to my doctor and he said, let's get a checkup. You know, it's been 8 years at this point. Let's just see where you're at and what I know to avoid this way, you know, because I like to mountain bike. I still like to be a very physical person. Went and saw an neck specialist and he goes, well, I mean, with what you have done, your neck looks great. You know, the hardware's in there. It's everything's good and solid and all of these things. And I said, but what about, and he goes, well, I don't know. I don't know that industry. But one of my colleagues works down in Birmingham, Alabama with Dr. James Andrews. He's the spinal specialist down there. I was like, I already know them. Okay, cool. I called. I made my own appointment. I drove down. I met with them. That's when I got the news that I could do this on a limited basis. And that kind of blew my mind. And then that was after SummerSlam in Toronto. I did that spear, that kind of audible with Elias. And then after that, I went, okay, I got to go just find out. So I went down to Birmingham, who is also, you know, part of the WWE medical protocol. And I knew that they know our industry. They know our product. They understand what goes into it, what you can avoid and how you can avoid these things. So I knew they'd know. And their answer would be the answer. That was it. That was the beginning. So I want to say that was like September. And then once I found that out and marked the Rumble, because that just seemed like the no-brainer.
I always, you know, if I'm at a concert and the crowd's going crazy, you know, during a song or something, or if you're at a ball game and someone hits a grand slam, and I always look around and I'm like, I can't imagine what that must be like for the performer. And when you came back at the Royal Rumble in 2020, can you even put into words what the adrenaline, the reaction? Do you have to like actually calm yourself down because you get too hyped up? Because those are very rare that you get that surprise reaction, pop, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And I was so trying to maintain that surprise and for the audience and for me, you know, because I knew we'd both get something really cool out of this if we could just keep it this precious thing, you know, going into that music hitting and that reaction. And I think when you see my face, I think that says more than my words ever could. I think the look in my eyes fully describes every emotion that was running through me, every bit of adrenaline and dopamine and just all of it like converging at the same time. And you can't explain it. You really can't. Yeah. It's, you know, short of seeing your children born, it's you can't explain the wave of great that hits you to feel that. And you know, I know, I'm guessing like when a band has their entire song sung back to them by an audience, or, you know, let's say, I don't know, the Foo Fighters in Argentina and the Argentinians sing My Hero back to them, how great that must feel. to have touched that many people and to elicit that kind of reaction. For me, what really started to blow me away too is when I was here, there wasn't people recording their reactions to this stuff. That wasn't a thing yet.
Right.
When I started seeing those, that's when I went, oh my God, like there's people in Ireland and there's people in Spain and there's people like that happened. You never factored that in before. So that was really fun. That was pretty cool.
I don't know how much light you can or would want to shed on this, but I'm just curious. So when you get told whether, I don't know if it's by Vince, Triple H, whoever it is, that you're main eventing WrestleMania, is that an emotional conversation?
No. I think now that I'm
just because
I'm
of the back, comeback, I mean, you know.
Now it's like, okay, right. Here we go. This is what we need. Got it on it, you know, and all I can do is whatever I can on my end to make sure that I bring my part to it. And that's really all there is to it, you know, and I don't know if I'll fully kind of feel whatever it is I'm going to feel until I'm in the ring and all three of us are standing there and there's a crowd again. That's when I think it will fully like land and dawn on me how insane this whole thing is. Not only just for me, but for those two guys as well. And for this combination of three men to be in the ring, main eventing WrestleMania, this was never supposed to happen.
Right.
4 years ago, there's not a chance in hell that this happens.
Yeah, it is interesting. Daniel Bryan had his issues as well. He was out, and then Roman had his health issues, different than yours and Daniel Bryan's, obviously, but it is pretty amazing that the three people main eventing WrestleMania have had different, health things that they've gone through.
Yeah, there's been bumpy roads for all of us to get back to where we all find ourselves. And that to me is, it's very cool. Yeah.
Not to take a negative turn, but how much of a bummer was it last year that you come back at the Rumble in January and then obviously in March the world shuts down and I guess you really couldn't get that return going the way you wanted to?
Well, you know, the way I looked at it and the way I had to look at it is I had the Rumble. So I got that reaction. Now, if that had happened without an audience, that would have been a bummer. Not going to lie. That would have been hard to chew. Yeah. But because of that, I realized, hey, okay, so me jumping around in tights isn't seen by the audiences that I would have liked. There's way bigger things going on. And then if I just go, okay, right, if I look at it just from our roster, I feel more for a guy like Drew McIntyre, who finally gets to the pinnacle of this thing that he worked so hard to get to, and there's nobody there for him.
Right.
So I feel more for a guy like that because I've had plenty of those moments, you know, and I can focus on the positives, but those were the guys and girls that I felt for. Rhea Ripley, who's in her first WrestleMania, and she's wrestling Charlotte, and there's nobody there. So those are the talent that I was, man, they got loads more in front of them, which is amazing. But that had to have been tough, you know, so I'm fine, you know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're one of the wrestler WWE superstars over the years who I think, you know, if wrestling fans are looking at the people who have had the perfect mix of their in-ring abilities and then having the humor be a big trait, you're up there. I mean, you have done some pretty, you know, obviously with Christian over the years, you guys did some hilarious stuff with Mick Foley. I love the whole thing with the conquistadors. It was great. Maybe I'm wrong. My opinion now is I feel like there's a little bit of a lack of humor, and I guess I think because of the internet and because it's hard to keep things a secret maybe. And it's hard to do that stuff, but do you think we need a little more humor? You think we have the right mix right now in WWE? Would you like to see more of it? Is it harder to do now than back when you were around?
I don't know. I'm a fan of humor. So, you know, but you can only have so many R-Truths, right? And then also too, as a performer, you have to find that balance. So while Christian and I would do comedic stuff, once we got in the ring, it was on.
Yeah.
You know, when we got our heat, we attacked like a pack of wolves. Nice. That was our mentality. So you could put us in against The Undertaker and The Rock, and you could do those things where if we were just straight comedy, it wouldn't work. So it's finding that balance too.
Yeah.
And I see a guy like Matt Riddle doing it. You know, you see him in the ring and it's like, okay, that dude's a killer, but yet he can talk about bro nuts.
Right.
you know, I think it's just the humor's got to be good.
Right.
That to me is the key.
Right.
And because it bad humor is no fun to watch. So I think that more than anything is probably, you know, you want to make sure it's good.
So like something like when you guys would do, was it the 5 second pose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that all you? Is there a writer coming up with that? Like, where does something like that come from?
You know, it was myself and Christian and this guy, Brian Gortz, who was a writer. And we all had a very similar sensibility in terms of our comedic leanings. We all laughed at the same things. And the three of us would get together and just spitball ideas. And if it made the three of us laugh, we thought, well, there must be enough people out there who would also find this funny. And that was the genesis of it. And then we just try and come up with ridiculous words like, you know, dork chop and heinosity. And like, it was really, a lot of it too was like tapped into, I always pictured Edge and Christian, at least the outside the ring persona was kind of like Bill and Ted's, but a little bit more sarcastic, a little bit more caustic and mean. It was just, you know, the three of us would just spitball stuff. And then it was, okay, how do we get this local audience to bite in? Like maybe this week we're actually going to be on their side. And then I'd pull open the trench coat and we're in Detroit and it's an Avalanche jersey.
Right, right.
Or it's, you know, a Mets jersey with Mookie Wilson on the back and I'm Bill Buckner. Like it was always trying to find those fun, pretty harmless things, but still fun.
Yeah. It was amazing going through just, you know, doing a little research for this. I mean, you're one of these guys you've done it all in the WWE. It seems like, I mean, it's been amazing from tag team to singles to everything, the comedy, everything. Is there any storyline you wish you would have done? Is there any wrestler you wish you could have worked with, had a main event with, anything you know, that could have been a good angle to do that back then?
Yeah. There's definitely characters that when I was firing on all cylinders were already gone, you know, as a, for instance, you know, And that's what's so exciting about being back now, because there's certain characters that I see. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm back and this can happen. But I would have loved the chance to wrestle Bret Hart and just get in and let us wrestle.
Yeah,
I would have loved to have Rated R Superstar Edge against Stone Cold Steve Austin. That would have been a blast. It just didn't, you know, I was in the company at the same time as Steve, but Steve was, you know, exploding. Right. And Christian and I were trying to make our name as a tag team.
Yeah.
But if I could look back and there's two things that I wish could have happened, those would be two for sure. Because I feel like those characters would have played well off each other.
And one thing that did happen is interesting, because I guess over the weekend, there were a bunch of these stories about with WWE Network going to Peacock. I guess Peacock's trying to edit out some controversial things in the past, which, you know, we live in this time where it's, you know, people dig into the past, which is crazy. But when I first saw those stories, I was like, I'm not sure there was a more controversial thing than Edge having a live sex show on WWE TV. When you think about that now, are you just like, holy shit, I can't believe what we did back then? And, but, you know, do you look back on it like maybe we shouldn't have, or do you look back on it like, listen, that got the rating it was, you know, meant to get, and it's an all-time moment?
You know, I don't really think about it, to be honest. It's one of those ones that I think I just kind of,
yeah, I had forgotten about it till I saw all these stories. Then I'm trying to think of like things, you know, WWE's done that maybe would, you know, not fly today. And, yeah, that was near the top of the list.
I don't put a whole lot of thought into it, to be honest. Yeah. But I guess if you're looking at it from, you know, in terms of it's a TV show, right? So you go, okay, well, if you look at a movie, there's sex scenes.
Right.
You know, if I was on Vikings, and Vikings is going to be on Peacock as of today, and my character beheaded people and put their heads on spikes.
Right.
Didn't really, but... I also didn't really, you know, have sex in a wrestling ring. So I don't know. I think that's a confusing thing with wrestling, that for some reason it gets put into a different category than another production. And I've never fully grasped that, but I don't think anybody fully grasps like, so where do you put it?
Right. Well, it was funny, because it was a couple of weeks ago was Austin 316 day. And I had posted the clip of when they did that famous thing where Brian Pillman supposedly shoots Steve Austin or something. And someone replied like, this didn't age well. And I'm like, well, it aged fine because it's not real. And I'm not doing the whole wrestling is fake thing, but Brian Pillman did not shoot Steve Austin. So how is this a problem? I don't, you know, it's like any, like you mentioned, any TV show where they have shootings. I don't understand why this would be considered something different.
Like, clearly his name is not Stone Cold. Clearly, Brian's name wasn't Loose Cannon.
Right.
So we're playing characters, and I've never fully understood that, you know, or it'll be, well, it's just entertainment. Yeah.
Right.
But you can't do that. Well, why? You just said it's entertainment. So
it's a weird time right now.
Figure that out and where it actually falls, you know.
Well, one of the other things, talking about the past, I guess, is one of the things that came out recently was The Undertaker called today's WWE superstar soft. And I had one of your WrestleMania opponents, Roman Reigns, on the podcast about a couple of months ago, and he responded to that. Now you're sort of, I mean, you were there then, you're there now. What do you think about The Undertaker's claim that today's superstars are soft?
I mean, I don't really think, I didn't put too much thought into it. I think if you get, you step foot in a wrestling ring, it's a tough gig, no matter what era, no matter what decade, no matter when it was, if you're Luthez or if you're Cesaro, it's a tough job. I think with every generation or every era comes a different set of challenges though. And, you know, while let's say with, I don't know, the Attitude Era, it was the amount of shows and the amount of travel and the grind of that and what that does to you physically and just kind of, okay, there's another year. Okay, got through another one. And now I think there's the challenges of there's always a camera in your face. Whereas before, backstage was like, that was our, That was our safe place. Well, now there's a camera everywhere, catching every bit and part. Like today I'm being filmed for a documentary. And there's social media. And if you go down that wormhole, and then the toxicity of that, if you let it affect you, and those weren't there before. So I think it's just, there's always going to be some challenges. There's always going to be some form of something to overcome. I think it just becomes different. Yeah. And sometimes that those differences can be hard to relate to. Or you always go, well, back in my day, it was more difficult. And I'm sure the generation before that said that, and the generation before that said that. And you're always going to hear, you know, I do it. Ah, oh, man, music back when I was young.
I do it. Everything was better,
when I was young, you know.
Yeah. I grew up in the 80s, and I'm still, everything was better in the 80s. That's sort of my.
See, well, and that's just it, you know, and there's going to be kids that grew up in the 90s that say it, and then the knots that say it, and so on and so on.
I don't want to ask you about post wrestling career since you just came back, but you really carved out a great niche, I thought, after your retirement with the podcast with Christian, and you guys had that great show on WWE Network. So no matter what you're doing, is entertainment always something that you're going to do? I mean, is it what you have a passion for?
Yeah, it is. And I didn't realize it. It was actually last night. Beth said, you're always going to entertain. And until it was truly, it was last night as we're just getting ready to go to bed. And she said, you're always going to be doing that. And it hadn't really dawned on me, because when wrestling stopped, well, then I started Haven. And then from Haven, it was Vikings. And then from Vikings, now I'm back to wrestling. So it seems like that's just, I don't know, that's my wiring. Is to tell stories. I love telling stories. And when I'm not telling them, I love reading them. Like I read 72 books last year because I just love stories.
What was the best book you read last year?
Oh gosh. I mean, I'm all over the place. I'm all for like leadership books and I'm, you know, hockey books or biographies or music. I always love diving into music ones, you know, and I have one right now that's about Cheap Trick, Kiss. And then there's one about 80s glam rock that's on the docket. So I'm all over the place.
Since you're, we sound like we have a lot in common there, because 80s glam rock and all that. Since you mentioned hockey, I know you're a huge hockey fan. Yeah. The biggest story from the NHL recently, which I think is a great story, even though it's, you know, poor guy got fired. But, you know, the ref caught on the mic saying he wants to call a penalty on Nashville, and then he got fired the next morning. As a hockey fan, what was your take on that?
I think he ends up the fall guy. You know, I think that's it's managing a game. You know, and anybody who's a hockey fan, anybody who's an analyst, anybody who's in the sport can tell you, that's part of what the referee's job is. Okay, so do you call everything? Because now that product is not going to be, you know, watched with much enjoyment. So you try to manage the game. And I think that's what that falls into. And sadly, he ends up being the fall guy for that, because I know it's happened before he did it.
Right.
And it was truly just, okay, I got to manage this game. And here's how you manage it. And so I felt bad for him, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. And obviously the wording was
not good.
But if you're a hockey fan, you get it. You get what he was trying to do.
I think what burned him a little bit too is now we're in this age where gambling is prevalent and prevalent. And we don't, you know, you can't, the leagues can't have anything that looks a little suspect there. So that might've been a factor.
I get both sides. I truly do. You know, I think just he ended up, it was just kind of lousy timing. And I think there's always got to be a fall guy. Right. And it just so happens that in this instance, he ended up being that guy.
I want to get to WrestleMania to wrap up, but I mean, if I have you on, I have to ask, it's like obligatory, about how bummed you were that Christian left to go to the competitor.
You know, I'm not bummed. I want him to be happy and I want him to get the respect that he deserves, because I'd like for him to get the on-air respect that the locker room shows him. Because if you ask anyone within our industry, he's one of the names that people go, man, that dude, Like if you watch the latest Broken Skull sessions with Randy Orton, mm-hmm. and you watch Steve and Randy talk about Jay and mm-hmm. what he brings to the table. So I just want him to be wherever he's going to get that respect. Cause you know, whatever the initials are, he's my best friend. Mm-hmm. I just want him to be happy. And I want him to be able to do hopefully what I get to do, which is go out on your own terms and see this thing through properly instead of just like, you're done. Wait, what? I'm what? We both found ourselves in that scenario. So I just want him to go wherever that's going to be.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, you were out for so long. I would assume not having them there right now isn't that strange because, you know, you guys haven't been together for a while. I'm talking about traveling, locker room, stuff like that.
Yeah, and like even in terms of just in storyline terms, I mean, we were only a team for 2 years on programming.
Right.
People don't think about that. We've been singles way more than we were a tag team.
Right.
We just happened to be a tag team in a pocket with another group of teams that were able to create something pretty memorable. Yep. Because all of those things came together at the right time. And, but the totality of it is we're looking at like 2 years.
Right. So speaking of singles, as we mentioned, WrestleMania two nights, Saturday, Sunday, April 10th, April 11th on Peacock. Last thing, cause we're wrapping fans in the stands. How exciting is that for you? First time it'll be for WWE since this pandemic
started. Man, I've said like, you know, our audience is like the phantom limb, you know, with it's just so odd without them there. You know, this industry is based on that audience participation and that instant gratification to know whether something's working. That's one of the things with this. You can't base it off of social media, you know, you really can't. You need more than that. You need that live reaction to fully know where to take things and where to go with things. Because it's instant. So you hear it and okay, there we go. To have that back is going to be huge. And I think it's also going to be a huge eye opener too. And as a performer, I can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait. And that's why I say it's not going to be fully real until I'm in the ring and the intros are happening and you're hearing the audience. That's when it's all finally going to dawn on me.
And I'll make a better TV product too. So I'm looking forward to
absolutely.
Seeing it. Absolutely. All right. Well, best of luck to you. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. WrestleMania, April 10th, April 11th. Edge, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan in the main event should be a good one. Thanks a lot. And good luck.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. All right, my thanks to WWE superstar Edge. Look for him in the main event at WrestleMania against Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. If you missed any recent episodes of the SI Media podcast, dip into the archives and check them out. We had a great episode last week with Scott Van Pelt of ESPN. If you missed it, give it a listen. Got tremendous feedback on it. You will enjoy it. And make sure you subscribe to the SI Media podcast. All right, that wraps it up for this week's episode. We'll see you next week. Stay safe. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.